ஸ்ரீ ரமணாஸ் பாய்ஹுட் இன் மதுரை பை என் ஆர் கிருஷ்ணமூர்த்தி ஐயர். ஆஃப்டர் தி பாசிங் அவே ஆஃப் தி ஃபாதர் சுந்தரம் ஐயர் அட் திருச்சுழி, த பாய்ஸ் நாகசாமி அண்ட் வெங்கட்ராமன், லேட்டர் டு பி நோன் அஸ் ரமண மகரிஷி, வேர் ப்ராட் அப் பை தர் பெட்டர்னல் அங்கிள் சுபையர், ரிசைடிங் அட் சொக்கப்ப நாயக்கர் ஸ்ட்ரீட், நவ் நோன் அஸ் ரமண மந்திரம் இன் மதுரை. The brothers, who were robust and ardent sportsmen in their early teens, gathered around themselves a circle of sturdy young friends, among whom M.S. Venkatraman, Suppiah Thevar and Narayana Swami were most prominent. All these predeceased the Maharishi. The writer of this article knew these persons in the early 30s and could get from them the following accounts of their personal relations with the boy Ramana. The following account was given by M.S. Venkatraman, who was a clerk in the health department of the district board in Madurai. M.S. Venkatraman was then just about 10 years old, too young to participate fully in the outdoor adventures of the older boys. Nevertheless, he had his share in them. The members of his family were co-tenants of the house with Subayar's family. Every night, when the whole house was silent in sleep, Nagasami and Ramana, whose beds were in a remote corner of the house, would appropriately adjust their pillows and cover them up with their bed sheets, so that it would create the impression that they were sleeping in their beds. It was the duty of the little M.S. Venkatraman to bolt the door of the house when the brothers went out at about 11 p.m. and to admit them on their return at about 4 a.m. Now, let us turn our attention to Suppiah Thevar. At the time I saw Suppiah Thevar, he was employed in a firewood depot. He also conducted, during the cool hours of the morning and evening, a physical training school in which young men had training in Silambam, in which Thevar was an adept. Silambam is a sort of quarterstaff, a very hard bamboo stick of about 5 feet, to be whirled about so that the wielder could knock out any opponent who dared to come near. The stick was an instrument of defense as well of attack. Physical strength was also developed by this training in the school. Suppiah Thevar was a master in this field. The following account was obtained from Suppiah Thevar, who was himself an active participant of these nightly activities. The venue of the activities, fixed well in advance, would be either the sandy river bed of the Vaigai or the Pillaiyarpaalayam Kanmoy rain-fed tank close to Arupukottai Road at the outskirts of Madurai city. Every member of the group would, while passing the house of Ramana, leave a pebble at the doorstep. Nagasami and Ramana, as leaders of the group, would be the last to sally forth from the house after a check of the pebbles showed that all their friends had gone to the place of the meeting. There was rarely a defaulter. Ramana and his playmates had a jolly time playing games on the sandy bed of the Vaigai River or engaging in swimming contests in the Pillaiyarpaalayam tank. They would then return sufficiently early to their beds without exciting the least suspicion of their absence from home. The next account was obtained from Narayana Swami. When the author met him, he was librarian in the town hall of Madurai, known as Victoria Edward Hall. Usually, the terrace of the house and the small room in which the boy Vengatraman made his self-inquiry were vacant and rarely used by the families on the ground floor. Here the youngsters played. One of the games they played was what they called throw ball. Young Ramana would roll his body into something like a ball, and the sturdy group of youngsters would throw him from one player to another. Sometimes the human ball fell down when the player failed to catch it. The wonder of it was that for all this tough tossing and dropping, there was not the least scratch on the skin, let alone any muscular sprain or bone fracture. Narayana Swami said that before Ramana left Madurai, he used to see him sitting still for long stretches of time in the small room on the first floor. Narayana Swami asked Ramana whether he could also do likewise. That very moment, Ramana told him to squat on the floor with his legs crossed as in the semi-padmasana posture and pressed a pencil point midway between his eyebrows. Narayana Swami lost his sense of body and world and sat still in a trance for more than half an hour. When he came to himself, he saw Ramana sitting with his face wreathed in smiles. Narayana Swami said that he failed when he tried to repeat the experience by himself.